Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. And today we have a special guest. I think one of the sleeper recruits in the state for baseball and football at Lincoln Prep High School, all the way in Grambling, Louisiana. We've got one of the top recruits of class of 221 who's also a track guy, baseball, football, basketball. He's a kicker. He's a receiver. He punts. He plays DB. Javion Tatum. Javion, what do you don't do on football, man? Do you do – are you the water boy too?
Sometimes when it has to be.
Now, you have a very interesting story. First of all, yes, I want to tell everybody that Javion is 6 foot two, 175 pounds, runs a 4.5 40, and legitimate big time, I think, D1 in football. I do think he can play D1 corner or receiver.
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
And Javion, you don't have me on speaker, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. So we get y'all speaker there, so won't hear an echo. But I mean, you're a phenomenal football player. I saw you play this year, and you wear jersey number one. You were number 12 your junior year. I think you got phenomenal talent, and then you're a big time baseball player. But tell everybody your story. You came from Italy.
Yes, sir.
And you spent 10 years in Germany. Your dad met your mom overseas. Your dad was from Louisiana. And tell everybody, sir, about how you end up getting to Louisiana.
My mom met him overseas. Met him in Nuremberg, Germany. And he's originally from here in the Grambling area. So he wanted to be closer to his family. So my mom made the change and we moved out here. And the deal was, in the summertime, I always go back home. I go back to Italy and Germany and then come back here.
So how many languages do you know?
Three, fluently.
Say something. Say football in Italian.
Gotcha.
Man, I have some Italian in me. I don't even know Italian. So you're fluent Italian, and you grew up knowing Italian and German, right?
Yes, sir. At home, we don't speak nothing but Italian and German because my mom.
Wow. So what is how do you say football in Germany?
Fußball.
Wow. And look, how is football revered in Italy and Germany? How popular is it in those countries?
That's the only thing you see. That's the only thing you will see. Nothing else.
Really?
Nothing else. Just football. I mean, straight soccer.
So they're not big football countries, huh?
No, not at all.
Did you play soccer growing up in Italy and Germany?
Yes, sir.
What do you like about soccer?
I played strike. I was like scoring. So the funnest part for me in soccer was just the game was real easy for me. Ever since I was knee high, just everything soccer. Like where I come from, you breathe, sleep, and eat soccer. That's just everything you do. That's second nature. I probably run faster with a soccer ball on my feet than my regular 40 pound.
Wow. How serious are the people in soccer? They're pretty competitive, the people at the game.
It's serious. When I moved here and I got in this little all-par league, my dad took me out because my first game I started 16 goals, and that was no fun. That was too easy.
So you were way advanced.
Yes, sir.
So, do you play soccer at Lincoln Prep, too?
We do not have a soccer team. What? I did at Ruston before I transferred.
Man.
I asked my executive director if we can get one, but that never happened.
So, you really could be a D1 soccer player, too.
Yes, sir.
And baseball. Tell everybody positions you play in baseball.
Center field and shortstop.
What do you like about baseball? You told me you like it more than football.
Yeah, it's just a game between you and yourself. The game's easy to me. Just,
you more of a defensive guy or an offensive guy?
Defense.
You can chase any ball, any left field hit, right field. You can chase them down?
Easy.
What do you think of Louisiana since you've been here? You said at the age of 11 you started playing football. But what do you think of living in North Louisiana, coming from Germany and Italy, how long did it take you? You grew up learning. You didn't know English when you moved here, right?
No, sir. I just had it in me. Just had to learn the language.
That's impressive. It's impressive.
How long did it take?
Yeah.
16 hours.
16 hours?
Yeah, the first flight is 4. The second one is like 8. And then the last flight is 4 hours. That's from Spain to Atlanta.
Wow. So what do you think of your head football coach, Glenn Hall? I mean, you had a pretty good season, and it was tough with COVID going on all over the world. And I know it was tough for Italy, too, with COVID, and also Germany, the U.S.
But they was quarantining bad. Like, my grandma and them, they was quarantining, like, bad. Mm. They couldn't leave at all. And a lot of people died. A lot of people died.
What did you think of this football season and being able to play? I mean, was that made really positive, right, for the team?
Yes, sir.
What did you like about your senior year in football, now that you've played football a little bit longer?
Well, I liked it. At first, I thought we wasn't going to have a season at all. But they ended up letting us play, and that was just a blessing for us to go out there, still have fun and play.
Now, I saw you play receiver, Javion, and you're pretty good, man. You're a good DB, too. I think you could be a D1 DB, actually, at 6'2", 175, and you have a 3.5 GPA. You got almost a 21 on your ACT. You said that you could live anywhere, I mean, because you've been all over the world, and you don't necessarily want to stay local at Grambling College, you said, even if they offer you, because you don't mind moving away, right?
Yes, sir, I do not mind. The life here, back to what you were saying, was how is it living here?
Yeah.
It's very slow. I come from the city, so coming here, it was really like a culture shock. Like, it was, the food here is different, very different. It's just slow. Like, not that it's a bad thing, but it's just like slow living, easy going.
Yeah. Now, Italy, I'm a big pizza fan. And I know pizza's made differently in Italy. It's not traditional like the U.S., right?
Real Napoleon stone oven pizza.
Man, you make me want to go to Italy right now and get one, Javion. Man.
For real. The closest I ever came to was in Chicago.
Wow. So what are what's your favorite food in Germany growing up?
Favorite food. Schnitzel and Klöße.
What is that?
That's like on sauerkraut. That's like the most famous dish. It's like a potato dumpling with gravy, a piece of fried steak, and sauerkraut. Maybe that's what you call it in English. The little purple stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if you had your choice to sign in the coming weeks out of baseball and football, you told me you're leaning more to baseball.
Yes, sir.
And do you have any colleges that you've researched that you would like to attend if they offered you, anybody that you've learned about?
For sure, D1 HBCU.
Okay.
HBCU.
That's Houston Baptist, right?
Yes, sir. And Texas Southern. I'll play football, too, but... Yeah, I'll go for football.
What do you like about track? You're also a track star, too. You like...
About track, I ran that. I started running last year. And I always, with soccer, I always had good endurance. So I was, like, going out for the mile. And my fastest mile time was 4:47. I made it to regionals my first time running.
Wow.
And ever since then, I was supposed to... Track was actually about to get started this year again, so... Hopefully this year I'll get get a faster time, because the regionals, they're different. They're different. They was running faster than 4:47. I came in like sixth place.
Wow. So what, do you run 100 meters or 200 meters by chance?
The 200 meter.
What is your fastest time in that?
22 seconds, 23.
Not bad. And then basketball, you play basketball too for the school. What do you like about, can you dunk?
Yes, with ease, pretty easy.
So could you see yourself as a defensive guy in basketball or more of a scorer, or what would you be your game?
If basketball, I play basketball like for fun.
Okay.
Like basketball, that's not me, but I'd be a shooting guard for sure.
Now, since you've been in the U.S., do you still talk to a lot of your friends back in Italy and Germany and tell them what's, you know?
Every day.
What do they think of the U.S. with sports and stuff? Are they kind of intrigued by it?
Yeah, they were jealous of me moving at first because, you know, everything's better. And they say everything's better in America. And, yeah. I talk to them in the morning because it's a six-hour difference. So I have this app called WhatsApp where we can communicate with people like around the world. That's how I call my grandma, check on them. So every morning around like 10 or something like that, I'll call them up. It'll be like in the evening for them or like noon or something.
So it'll be like 10, if 10 in the morning, be like what, 7 at night, huh, for them?
No, yes, sir. That's how we do it.
Well, that's good.
Sometimes if I stay up to like 2, 3 in the morning, it'll be like close to noon for them. So I'll talk to my mom then. I'm my grandma and then.
Javion, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. I know you're doing this from your car in Grambling, Louisiana. You're about to go practice, but we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with Javion, one of the top football players and baseball players in the Monroe area. Nobody knows about this kid. He's also a great soccer player and track and basketball, baseball, football, 6'2", 175. He's a senior, class of 221, a real good student. Had a chance to see him play this year. I think he's an incredible football player. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Today's guest is a wonderful young man from Lincoln Prep High School, which is on the campus, basically, of Grambling College in North Louisiana. Javion, who was raised in Germany for 10 years and also Italy, and his dad's from Louisiana and met his mom overseas. Was your dad in the military, Javion?
Yes, sir.
What branch?
Army.
Army, okay. Was he big into sports, your dad, being from America?
The crazy thing about my dad, he was a military brat too, so he was all over the place. He was in Holland, Turkey, Europe, so he played all the sports that I played. He even played soccer.
Okay. So he wasn't really a football, baseball guy then?
Oh, he played baseball. That was his thing. He played baseball.
What about your mom? Did she play sports in Europe growing up?
Yes. She rode corsage. She did horse riding, corsage, like professionally, like jump and competition and things like that.
Wow.
She just started back doing it here.
So what would you say to people that are listening to you? Because a lot of people didn't even know who you were prior to today, and this is going to go statewide. This will go all over the country. What would you like to say to a coach, whether it's football, baseball, or even soccer, that might offer you a scholarship to go to college? Would you have anything to say to a coach, what you bring to the table, just a message to coaches?
The world could speak for itself.
You good academic student. What do you like in school? What are your favorite subjects in school?
My favorite subjects would probably be history and Spanish.
So you're about to learn, that is your, so you that would be your fourth language, right, that you would know?
Yes, sir. Now, Spanish just comes easy to me because it's similar to Italian. Like, it feels like exactly the same.
Okay. So in German, how would you say Division I prospect in German?
Division I prospect?
Yeah, or Division I player.
Ein D1 Fußballspieler.
Man, it's incredible. You know, I tell you what, with four languages, man, you're on your way to having a heck of a life and career, whatever you choose. And what do you think you'll major in college?
My major will be a double major in business and accounting, But also, I'm thinking about doing IT, computer science, like computer stuff, like being like a network engineer or a programmer like my mom, things like that.
Do you want to learn any more languages?
Languages that are being spoken the most, like probably Spanish. Like everybody knows Spanish.
Yeah.
Like everywhere you travel, they'll know Spanish.
You know what? I always remember the famous thing, but this is before you were born, but Roberto Duran, he was losing a fight, Javion. And when he when he was done, he said, "No mas, no more."
No. Yeah, I remember that.
Remember, you remember that? I guess you saw 30
I wasn't,
30
I wasn't born. Yeah, I wasn't born, but I heard of that.
Yeah, he was the most famous Spanish fighter, Roberto Duran. He was fighting Sugar Ray Leonard, who was from Louisiana, by the way. And he said, "No mas." And that's the first words I learned in Spanish. And I was probably like 7 years old with my dad watching that boxing match. And what about in Europe? How is baseball looked at in Europe? And basketball, I know there's a little bit of basketball, but how is baseball perceived in Italy, Germany?
I've never seen baseball in Germany at all. Or football. I just see, well, we have cross country and football and basketball, but the competition in basketball is not as intense as it is here, for sure.
So a lot of your friends are just intrigued probably by your football background and baseball here from
Europe. Yeah, they never had a chance to play football. That's all we do, soccer and skate.
So tell me, I'm not a soccer person. I don't know a lot about soccer, but who's going to win the next World Cup? Who do you think? What country?
I'm always going for Italy, no matter what. Or Germany.
You can't go against your two countries that you were raised in. Now you're in the U.S.
I'm going for Italy and Germany all the time.
Wow. And does Argentina have a good team for the future? They're always pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I know the England's always got a good team. And in the U.S., how are the U.S. in soccer, in your opinion, right now?
I don't watch the U.S.
You think they're okay?
Yeah, they're okay.
They can't beat Italy or the German teams, probably?
No. No.
But any soccer program that might hear this, I mean, you didn't even get to play your soccer season because your school didn't have a team. And
yeah, well, my dad transferred me to Grambling. The only thing that they was lacking was a soccer team. If I would have kept playing soccer, that would have been everything people would have been talking about.
Well, you could still do that in college, though. You could still go out for a team.
I definitely play. I love to play soccer in college. But even with me transferring to Lincoln Prep, the Ruston coach let me play with them still for summer league.
Okay.
So in the summer, I used to go to Ruston, put on a Ruston jersey, and play with them in the summer.
And what was the competition like? You felt a little more advanced being from Europe than the U.S.?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Now, what do you think about goalies in soccer? Do you think – is that – in Europe, they're really good. And I know the United States probably not as good, but the goalies – that's the hardest position on the field, right,
yeah,
in soccer?
They're probably like the most physical people on the field, to be honest, because somebody coming at you full speed and you have to get out your goal to block it with your feet, you have to be tough to do that.
Yeah, and they got, what, 10 feet wide, 12 feet wide to cover to keep that ball from going in the net.
And the way they move is crazy. You have to be able to move, jump, all that. Long, you have to be long. Well, you don't necessarily have to be long, but the advantage is yours.
Javion, I think you could play football, man. I really do. I saw you play this year against Plain Dealing. I think you could be a D1 player. I think you could be a big-time football player. I know you like baseball, but if somebody offered you D1, what would you think of that? If you got a bigger school offering football than baseball, would you go football?
Of course.
So name a college, and being back in the States, who do you like college-wise for football?
For football?
Yeah, who was your dream school football if you went football?
Oregon. It was Oregon at first, the Oregon Ducks, even the guy that made Nike went there. You know, all they jerseys and everything is top quality.
Yeah.
I was just Oregon, but I'll go to any school for football.
Phil Knight, the owner of Nike, they get new jerseys every game, which is pretty cool.
Yes, sir.
What is it? You like the green, yellow? I mean, you know, it's like really the coolest jerseys on the planet. If you really,
yeah, and the helmet. And the helmet, nobody in football has that. It's just different.
It looks like outer space, shiny helmets. You know, like from another planet. You know, the style they have.
Yeah, they look the best and they play good.
One day, maybe they'll win a national championship in football, huh?
Yeah, one day.
This year they won the Pac-12 championship. They beat an undefeated USC, but they had two losses. They had a lot of guys opt out at Oregon, Javion, because of the pandemic. They had five NFL players opt out for the draft. So if those five would have played, we might be talking about Oregon in this playoffs for football instead of being outside looking in. Any final thoughts? Javion, look, I want to mention your high school football coach who's done a great job there. He came from Mansfield High School. I know him really well, Glenn Hall. What do you think of Coach Hall, playing for Coach Hall at Lincoln Prep?
Yeah, Coach Hall is a good guy. Coaches hard, tries to do the best of what he's got, for sure. He was actually a Hall of Fame DB himself, so everything that I learned and doing the game is coming from him.
Yeah, Glenn played at Grambling College and was very good, like you said. Man, you're on top of it, Javion. You really follow this.
Yes, sir.
So any final words in German or Italian that you would like to say? Anything? And then tell me what it means after you say it. Just say anything for final words. What would you say?
Ich komme für euch.
And what was that?
I'm coming for you.
That sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger, American movies, right?
Yes, sir.
The Terminator, maybe?
Yes, sir.
Well, look, man, good luck to you. I know you're about to practice. You're about to, play some basketball pickup, I think?
Yeah, they already started practicing for Antonio Hudson basketball.
All right, well, look, good luck, man. Be safe on the court, and good luck to whatever you decide, and you're an amazing story from Lincoln Prep High School. Thanks for – and, look, I'm going to end the show. Everybody go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com. We will see you Wednesday. Actually, this is Wednesday. We're moving it up because Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to you, Javion, by the way, and your family.
Thank you. And to you and the whole magazine program, too. And my last year, good having me. Good talking to y'all, too.
And but Merry Christmas, Santa Claus, and all everything involved to you and your family. And don't hang up yet. And everybody, appreciate you tuning in on Wednesday. Merry Christmas to everybody. And hope everybody has a wonderful holiday. We'll talk to you soon.
Hello, Sports Scouting Report podcast fans. This is Louisiana Football Magazine editor Chase Lejeune. For those wondering about Lee's breakdown on LSU football's early signing class, we will make sure to air it tomorrow on Wednesday due to current coaching changes that are transpiring at LSU. But tune in tomorrow to wherever you listen to your podcast to hear what Lee has to say about the players Ed Orgeron and his coaching staff has signed so far. We hope you enjoyed today's show, and we are looking forward to you joining with us tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.